Debate over property tax reform began in the second half of the legislative session Wednesday, the same way it ended the first half. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports that's with local government leaders sounding the alarm on their budgets, while Governor Mike Braun's office pressed for taxpayer relief.
The current bill is focused on relief for older Hoosiers, disabled veterans, and first-time homebuyers. Braun's proposal would have provided significant relief for homeowners across the board. Braun Deputy Chief of Staff Jason Johnson says taxpayers must be front of mind.
The governor's been transparent and consistent in every conversation he's had on the issue for well over a year. Government should not grow faster than the taxpayer's ability to pay for it.
Braun's plan would have cost local governments and schools billions of dollars a year. Knox County Commissioner Kelly Streeter says the current bill still puts local governments on a path that harms taxpayers.
79% of my county general goes to the judiciary and law enforcement. Let me be clear, that's $4 of every $5.
Local government leaders say the measure will force cuts to services and personnel. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.